This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Always we begin by praising Allah. Nashhadu an la ilaha illallah. We testify there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send our love and our greetings, our salutations to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his pious and his pure family, to his companions and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to be amongst them. Ameen. Ameen wa alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Just a quick question. How many sajdas are there in the Quran? Who knows? How many sajidahs are there in the Quran? Nobody? Anybody? Believe it's about 11. 11 sajidahs in the Quran. And which one was the first to be revealed? In fact, before I give the surah away, the first sajidah to be revealed. This sajidah, when the Quran was recited, when these verses were recited, everybody who listened to it. The hadith says that when the Prophet ﷺ recited these verses, the Muslims, the non-Muslims, the Quraysh, the jinn, everybody who heard it fell in sujood when they heard this, these verses being recited. This was the first sajda Allah had revealed. In which surah? Which surah? Surah Najm. Surah Najm, which is in the 27th juz of the Quran. Surah Najm. It's about, the name Najm means the star. It's the surah of the star. And today, inshallah, we'll talk about parts of the surah, not the whole surah. Just an idea to the context of it. And the section, which of course contains the sajda, I want you to understand some of the motifs, the theory, and we'll talk about the lessons to be learned, and it's relevant to us. Before we talk about the surah, I'm sure some of you might be feeling, what's the point of us making dua and struggling and striving? Nothing seems to be changing when it comes to Palestine. The world doesn't change. Or in my life, I worked hard, I struggled, I put in the effort, but I wasn't given the results, the bonus, the year-end performance that I hoped for. It doesn't happen. We tell our kids, as adults, we tell our kids, if you strive and you work hard, inshallah, things will go well for you. But we know the world is unfair. It doesn't work that way. You could do everything right and still not see the results in your life. And you know that the people who are sometimes least deserving of success, of happiness, of progress, they get it sometimes easily. The world we live in, the good guy doesn't win. The bad guy seems to prosper. And they seem to get away with it. It's in that mindset. I want you to keep that in mind when you hear these ayat. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what's the context of when the surah was revealed? To understand the meaning of surahs, what we call tafsir, it's good to understand the historical background. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't just give like an email, a new surah, out in a vacuum. Something happened, and then Allah responds to the situation. And this is part of the miraculous nature of the Quran. Something happens, someone walks into the masjid and says something, and immediately the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam receives revelation. He could not have thought that up yesterday. Right? So these are in responses to things that happened. So now I take you back to the early days of Islam. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been preaching now for about 5-6 years. And the Quraysh have outright rejected Islam. Only a handful of Muslims have embraced Islam. Only a handful. And those who rejected Islam, they are persecuting the Muslims severely. This is where we all know the story of Bilal being dragged through the streets, Sumayya and Yasir being killed. This is where the Muslims are under the height of persecution. And the Prophet ﷺ is trying hard to negotiate with the Quraysh, to speak to the Quraysh. He even wants to recite the Quran. He's not allowed to read the Quran publicly. Whenever he's reciting verses, a group would come around and they would start shouting and screaming so that the rest of the people could not hear the Quran. So the Quraysh, the leadership, said to the Prophet ﷺ, well, maybe we will believe in you if you give us a sign, something undeniable, something that we cannot dispute. Show us something truly miraculous. And Allah mentions this in the Quran. Many places they ask you for a sign. Allah says, the sign that you want is this Quran. The Quran itself is the sign. And Allah reminds the Prophet ﷺ that in the past, nations asked for miracles. The people of Thamud asked, make this rock into a camel. And when Nabi Salih did that, by Allah's permission, they rejected. And so then they were destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a principle. You don't play games with Allah. If you want the sign, and I give it to you, then there's no turning back. Now, before you rejected, okay, that's between you and Allah. But when you reject after Allah has given you what you asked for, then the punishment becomes upon you, becomes obligatory. And now 5-6 years have gone by, and the Prophet is very reluctant to, you know, it's like a nuclear bomb to pull this thing out. Because once you go nuclear, you can't go back. But he felt the persecution is too much. Perhaps if we give them this one sign that they want, they will believe. And they asked, what did they ask? Split the moon. Split the moon in front of our eyes. So the surah before Surah Najm is Surah Qamar, the surah of the moon. The surah before Surah Najm, if you go to the Quran, first Surah Qamar and then Surah Najm. Allah says, Iqtarabat as-sa'a wa inshaqqa al-qamar. The surah begins by, the moon has been split. You all saw it, Quraysh, all of you saw it, the moon has been split. Iqtarabat as-sa'a and Qiyamah has come closer. Meaning one of the signs, the previous nations. You know how we have a sign when the moon, the sun rises from the west, Qiyamah is close? We all know the sign. In the previous nations, and they all thought, how is this possible? Allah said, when the moon splits, Qiyamah is coming close. So this was a sign for all the previous nations. Allah says, the moon has now been split. And there's a hadith with the Quraysh. They mentioned we were standing, it was the full moon, it was the middle of the night, everyone is coming out looking at the moon. Imagine Table Mountain or Lion's Head. And the Prophet ﷺ drew a line in the moon and it split into two halves, one side on the one side of the mountain and the other side of the moon on the other side of the mountain. And then it came back together. This hadith, eyewitnesses. The sign was shown. You must believe now. You must accept Islam. And they rejected this. This is sihr. This is some magic that you did on us. You did some magic on us. We refuse, we reject. And in fact, we will persecute you even more. Sometimes, as we said, you've done everything right. You've applied, you've worked, you've struggled, you put the effort in. The Nabi is doing all this and no results to be shown. Now what? The bad guy still continues. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next surah, he reveals ayat. And remember the Quraysh, even though they're laughing and joking, they're rejecting the ayat, deep down they're feeling, what if this guy is telling the truth? Now the punishment is going to come on them. But now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you had your last warning. That's it. Now just wait and see. Now they are waiting and the Nabi Sallam is about to recite his ayat. They were going to make noise, but this time they listened. And I'm reading the bottom part of Surah Najm, and you must understand the mood. The Sahaba are there, tortured, bullied, very despondent, very unhappy, thinking, when is things going to change? The Quraysh feeling pompous and proud, they keep getting away with their crimes, they don't want to accept Islam, but deep down they're worried. They know what they're doing is wrong. As those criminals are sitting around the world, they know what they're doing is wrong. They know that eventually a day of reckoning will come. So Allah says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى. Have you looked at these people that turned away from Islam? They turned away. وَأَعْطَى قَلِيلًا وَأَكْدَى. They give so little, either so little money in charity, and then they stop, or they give so little attention, and they completely turn away from Islam. عنده علم الغيب فهو يرى. Do they see the unseen? Can they see the unseen? Do they know what's coming for them? Are you sure? Allah is almost asking them, are you sure? You are safe? Do you know what's happening to you tomorrow? You step out of the masjid, what's going to happen to you? Do you feel comfortable with the way you are going? أَمْ لَمْ يُنَبَّوْ بِمَا فِي صُحُفِ مُوسَى. But, and did they not reflect on what I said to in the scripture of Nabi Musa? Allah says, I gave a message to the Bani Israel in the scripture of Nabi Musa. وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى. And also, I perfectly, as I gave to Nabi Ibrahim, meaning, I gave a message to Nabi Musa and Nabi Ibrahim, and I'm going to repeat it a third time now. And this is very important for all of us. I'm going to repeat this message now. So, subhanAllah, these ayat, Allah is saying, I revealed it with Nabi Ibrahim and in the Torah, and I'm revealing it again. أَلَّا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. That nobody shall bear the burden of another. Everybody is going to be accountable for what they do. No one's going to get away with it. أَلَّا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. Nobody is going to be held accountable for somebody else. وَأَنَّ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. And that each person will reach, every person will get what they earned. you will reap with what you sow, for good or for bad. So this is good news for the believer, bad news for the criminal. Allah says everybody is going to get paid in full what you deserve. And what wa anna laysa lil insan, and for insan you will get exactly wa ma sa'a, what you were striving towards, you're going to get that which you were striving. Wa anna sa'yahu sawfa yura, and your efforts, your outcome will be shown to you. Allah says I will give you what you striven for good or for bad. Your life, you're going to hit what you are going towards. Thumma yujza'ul jaza'al awfa, and you will be fully given what you deserve. It can either mean you'll be fully rewarded for your actions, or you'll be fully punished for your sins. وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَىٰ, and that to Allah is the ultimate end. All roads lead to Allah. Okay, so just a quick reminder, the red bag is for Palestine and the towel is for the masjid. So just to repeat the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that every soul carries his own burden. No one is going to help you out in the day of Qiyamah. No one's going to take from your deeds. And everyone is going to get that which they were struggling and striving towards. Allah rewards effort. You might not see it in the dunya. You might not get rewarded for your efforts in the dunya, but you'll get it in the akhirah. And you might get away with your sins in the dunya, but Allah's going to hold you accountable in Qiyamah. You can't escape Allah. Allah says, وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَىٰ. Ultimately, everything comes back to me. Comes back to Allah. And that to your Lord alone is the ultimate return of all things. Now Allah says, remember, O Quraysh, remember now, Allah says to them, you're going to get what you deserve. So think about it. You have two students, the one who cheated and the one who worked hard. Allah says to the two of them, you're going to get what you deserve. For the one, he feels good, I'm going to get what I deserve. And the other one who knows he committed crime, he feels the threat. So then Allah goes on, وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَدْحَقَ وَأَبْقَى, that he is the one who makes you happy and brings misery. He is the one who makes you laugh and makes you cry. Your happiness and sadness is Allah. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى, and he alone gives life, and gives death and he gives life. He takes the life of some and he causes others to be born. وَأَنَّهُ خَلَقَ الزَّوْجَيْنِ الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ إِذَا تُمْنَى, and he is the one that creates the two genders, male and female, from the sperm when it emits. وَأَنَّهُ عَلَيْهِ نَشْأَةَ الْأُخْرَى, and to him is the resurrection a second time. He created and he will cause you to die, and he will resurrect a second time. He will recreate the creation. وَأَنَّهُ أَغْنَى وَأَقْنَى, and he is the one who gives you wealth and makes you poor. In Allah's hands, he will take from you if he wants, and he will give to you if he wants. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ رَبُّ الشِّعْرَى, and he is the Lord of Sirius, the biggest star in the sky, the brightest one. He is the Lord. Remember, this is the surah of the star. Allah said, I am the Lord of the stars. وَأَنَّهُ أَهْلَكَ عَادًا الْأُولَى, and I am the one who destroyed the people of Ad before, originally. وَثَمُود فَمَا أَبَقَى, and I destroyed Thamud, and nothing remains of them. What is left of them? وقوم نوح من قبل, and the people of Nuh, right at the beginning, they were also destroyed. I destroyed them. أنهم كانوا هم أظلم وأطغى. Why? Because they were truly criminals. They were worse, and they continued to do wrongdoings. They continued and continued and continued. Now imagine this is being recited in the Knesset in Israel. Allah, imagine, you think you're getting away with it. You're dropping these bombs. You're going to get what you deserve. Like Ad got what it deserved, and Thamud got what they deserved, and the people of Nuh got what they deserved. وَالْمُؤْتَفِكَةِ أَهْوَى, and the Sodom and Gomorrah, we completely turned them upside down. فَغَشَّاهَا مَا غَشَّاهَا, how overwhelming was it when I covered them, when Allah grabs them, when Allah takes accountability of them, nothing can escape him. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكَ تَتَمَارَى, so how many of Allah's signs are you going to ignore? How long are you going to ignore the signs of Allah? How long are you going to turn away from Allah's warnings? How many warnings do you expect you're going to get? هَذَا نَذِيرٌ مِنْ نُذُرِ الْأُولَى, this, Allah spoke to the Nabi and the Quran, this is a warning like those people had warnings. Remember, they had warnings, Ad and Thamud and Nuh and all of these people, they had warners, they rejected the warnings. You are also rejecting the warnings. You are also turning around what I've given you. أَزِفَةِ الْآزِفَةِ, now it is coming. Allah saying to them, now it's coming. The Mufassirin make tafsir of Qiyamah. But if you were sitting there as a Quraysh, Allah, it could be the punishment. أَزِفَةِ الْآزِفَةِ, it is now on its way. Now I've sent that bomb. Now I've sent that punishment. لَيْسَ لَهَا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ كَاشِفَةِ, there is none that can stop, can protect you from it besides Allah. You have no protection against this punishment. أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ, from this warning, from this Quran, from this recitation, are you making jokes, making a mockery? وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْكُونَ, and you're laughing and you're not crying. وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ, and you're still standing here mocking Allah. فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَعْبُدُوا. And when the Prophet says, وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ, you are standing here waiting. The Quraysh felt now the punishment was about to hit them. So then the surah ends. You better make sujood now. فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَعْبُدُوا. Make sujood now and worship Allah. And they fell in sajidah. The power of these ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. This is the first sajidah in the Quran. And this is when the Quraysh, they were so overwhelmed with fear and anxiety that their crimes would reach, catch up with them, that they fell down in sajidah. And these ayat, as we said, this is the first sajidah. The tempo of these ayat is a form of warning for the wrongdoers. Your time will come. That everything that you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unaware, He's not oblivious. Every sin, every evil that you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you in full for that of punishment. And for the good person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also sees your suffering. There are many people that go through so much hardship, so much trial, so much effort, and they feel, Ya Allah, when am I going to see things coming right in my life? When will you help me? Allah says, every person will get exactly the effort they put in and more. The good doers, they will get what is meant for them, insha'Allah. And so, just a bit, as I said, just a small tidbit from the seerah of the Prophet ﷺ and something from the Quran. So now you know, alhamdulillah, which was the first sajidah that was revealed. And this one is the one in which all of the Quraysh actually fell down in sujood. And it was perhaps this sajidah. It was perhaps this moment of sujood, this moment of genuine sincerity. This is Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, even them falling in sujood, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala held back his punishment. He held back. There was something good in them that he withheld his punishment. That subhanAllah. And it also shows you the power of sujood. The power of sujood. That of all our sins and all our mistakes, that moment that you fall down in prostration to Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds so much that we deserve. We deserve any retribution that comes from Allah. But His mercy to us, when we turn to Him in repentance, when we return to Him in sajidah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons and is willing to be forbearing. He said, okay, fine, I'll give you more leeway. I'll give you more chances. I'll give you more help. And so that is perhaps one of the reasons why, when we ask, Ya Allah, why don't you destroy these people? Why don't you bring your adab? Allah says, if there's anything left in them of goodness, then He will delay it. Because once the adab comes, there's no turning back. There's no, Allah doesn't punish few times. He punishes once and that's it. And so, this was that moment, and the Quraysh was saved from it through this sajidah. Inshallah, so may Allah grant us to return to Him when we have sinned. May Allah grant us to feel when we struggle and strive, that Allah gives us and rewards us for our efforts in this dunya and the akhirah. May Allah hold those who are accountable. May Allah change them or remove them. May Allah bring an end to oppression and hardship in the dunya. And we ask Allah to protect us from His adab. May Allah protect us from turning away from His ayat. This is not only for the disbelievers or the criminals or the Zionists or whatever. This is for us. How many ayat do we see? This is, we should read these ayat and think, Ya Allah, how many times must I speak to myself, warn you, guide you, tell you to do the right thing, and you continuously disobey Allah? There is a limit with Allah as well. And so we ask Allah to protect us from doing anything which incurs His displeasure. And if, Ya Allah, if you are displeased with us, we make dua that you forgive us and pardon us. Ameen, ameen. Just a few announcements. That inshallah on Sunday, this Sunday inshallah from 9 o'clock the morning, we will be having a marriage class. And this is not just for those wanting to get married, especially if you have, you know, kids that are, you know, teenagers or early 20s, they should come. We invest a lot in training our kids to study and to learn and to do all that. And you know, one of the biggest decisions is if you choose the wrong spouse, you know, your life is basically in shambles. And if you choose the right spouse, alhamdulillah, things become good. And this is also for people who are married. We talk about conflict resolution. If you're married, you want to help and increase in your marriage, then there's also an opportunity for you here. And then there is also the VOC Summer Festival at the Athlone Stadium. It is this weekend. And we, the Buranal Islam movement, we have a stall there selling our Hajj book, our dhikr guides, our book atreats. And if you are in there, please support us, inshallah. You are murids of the masjid, you are our community. So if you do go by, then please support the festival, and if you can, the masjid as well. Jazakallah khair, wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad, assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.